It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We're excited that you're here. By the way, Megan said she can understand basically what her dog says when he talks to her.
No, I never ever said that.
That's exactly what you said. You said there's like different growls and you know what his growls mean.
Yeah, because I read this article about it and then I was like, I can totally relate.
You read, what did the article say?
It says you can, there's like a study that says you can speak dog. So researchers.
Is it a BuzzFeed
article? People listened to audio recordings of their dogs growling and barking while they played, guarded their food, or faced a stranger who they thought was threatening. And the people correctly identified what the dog was growling about 63% of the time, which is mostly women, by the way. Women were better at speaking dog than men.
Single women who live alone with their dog.
No, it's just like, I guess we just are more like paying attention to our animals than the men are.
So you're like, if I played you a recording of Cooper,
you'd be able to tell me
if him growling or barking or something, you'd be able to tell me what it is.
Yeah, he has so many different kinds of barks. So, yeah. And I feel like I could tell which one was for which.
All right,
thing.
Let me give you an example. Ready? What is this one? Ready?
You're not him.
No, so but I'm doing an impression. Ready?
You don't even know what that doesn't make. That doesn't.
Just listen. Shut up and listen. Get in tune.
You can't. You're not.
What is this bark? Ready? What is that?
This is stupid
one.
Because you're not even him. So I would have to like hear him do it.
I'm trying to let you.
Also,
like,
he
listen.
Sounds different like each time he does it.
All right. How about this one? Ready? Let's try this one.
Okay, now you're just mocking me.
What,
no,
what? Playing one.
What?
That's the playing one.
That's
definitely.
Justin. That's exactly right. Congratulations.
You don't even know him.
Justin got it.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He doesn't even know.
It's
how
the
can
tone
you say
of the bark, Megan?
It's the tone of the bark. That's exactly right.
Also, all dogs are different. They're all different, so they make different noises.
Okay, hold on. Wait, why can't I get the dinger, Justin?
Sounds
let's try
like
it
a
here.
Personal
Ready?
Problem.
There we go. All right, let's try another one. Let's see who can get this one. Megan, I'll give you the.
I'm playing this game with you because this is stupid.
I'll give you
I was just telling you that I could relate because I can totally tell his.
I'll difference. Give you the growl and then you guys have to decide what it is, okay?
No.
Here we go.
I'm not doing this.
No, listen. Ready? Here we go. This is Cooper growl number three. Ready?
That's an easy one.
Okay, Megan first.
Go ahead, Justin.
Megan, what's your guess?
No, this is so stupid.
What
is it?
I thought
we were going to talk about the actual thing, not the different growls that you can make with your own mouth. Right. You're not a dog.
Justin?
This is definitely hungry.
I'm done with this. Goodbye.
You nailed it, dude.
I'm leaving. I'm literally going home. Back with my dog. I'm so funny, you guys. I can do a dog noise. I'm so hilarious.
340-9595. Do you know what your dog is saying when it talks to you? It's the Big A Morning Mess. What does it mean when Cooper goes?
He's Chewbacca.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Are you really? Now I believe you. Bree from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Great, Bree. Do you can you talk to your dog like Megan does?
I sure do. In fact, I have a video where we've taught him how to howl "I love you," and you can literally hear it when how it comes out.
You taught your dog to howl "I love you"?
I've seen that before.
I even have a video of it.
Is your dog with you now?
No, unfortunately, I'm on my way to work.
Oh. But you have video.
Email, I'd love to send it to you.
Yeah, no, we'd love to see it. We'll post that on our Facebook. Let me ask you this, though. Is it just that he's mimicking what you say, or does he, like, say it when, like, I love you, like, you give him a treat, and he goes, I love you.
Oh, yeah, it's a mimic. But
okay.
He's literally mimicked how we've howled it to him.
Yeah.
So he's learned how to howl it.
That's great.
Just like when we tell him to put up his dukes, he, you know, puts his paws up on our hands.
Right.
So...
No,
yeah,
I got it.
It was a learned thing.
Put up your dukes. That's funny.
That's
funny because
really cute.
Because you say put up your dukes, and then he goes, I love you. It's like conflicting messages.
No. That's a different trick.
She's talking about two separate things.
No,
Mark.
I know. I'm just saying. It seems like you're toying with his emotions. I love you. Put up your dukes.
He's an awesome dog, but I can definitely relate with Megan.
Let me ask you this. If your dog, if he just like starts growling, you know what he means?
Oh, yeah. It's usually when he growls, or like an aggressive growl, there's somebody around that shouldn't be around.
Yeah, there's like different types of noises they make for different things. And it just when you live with a dog, you just learn, you know, what they want.
All right, Bree, what's your dog's name?
Rocco.
All right, let me ask you. I'm going to give you, you tell me what this means.
When Rocco, my God.
Listen, when Rocco says this, you tell me what it means, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready? Listen carefully.
I'm ready. That means he wants love and attention and to be scratched on his belly.
That's exactly right.
You don't have to participate in his dumb game.
Wow, that is great.
I think it's cute.
Bree, hey, thanks so much. Yeah, send us that video. We'd love to see it. We'd love to see Rocco saying, I love you. That was, well, see, she does. She knows. She can tell. Megan, you want to try
again? You don't even know Rocco.
You want to do another Cooperism here?
No, I
don't.
Let's
do one more Cooperism.
I'm not going to do it because that's stupid.
340-9595. By the way, Megan, how do you know when your dog talks to you that he's not lying?
I don't think he knows how to lie.
But you think he knows how to talk?
No, I don't think he knows how to talk either.
But you know, but you just said he understands him when he says something.
I'm saying by the different growls, I can tell what he wants.
Okay, Megan read some article about that some woman wrote saying that women can tell what dogs want by the way they growl.
Yes.
And some woman they played like recordings of her dog's growl, and she was like, "That means he's hungry. That means he's scared. That means he's cute. That kind of stuff."
Yeah, exactly.
And 63% of the time, she was right. Is that basically what you
said? Basically, yeah. Pretty much.
340-9595, 800-475-9595. Do you understand what your dog says when he speaks? Tiffany.
Hi.
How are you, Tiffany?
I'm good.
Good. Does your dog talk to you, and do you understand it?
Yeah, I do.
What does your dog say? Like, what kind of stuff does he do?
Okay, so, like, you know the Chewbacca noise you made earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah. He literally does that.
Your dog does that?
Yes, he does.
Is he a Wookiee?
No, he's a boxer mix.
Oh, that's weird.
I want to hear it. Do you have a video?
I'd probably have to look for it, but I most likely do because I argue with him all the time.
You argue with your dog?
Yes. Like, if I want to sit down, he'll start doing the... I'm like, no. One second, he'll just get louder with it. He's like, let's go. I want to go. And I'm like, okay, I'm getting up.
So you, wow. So your dog's like really kind of like whiny and obnoxious.
Well, he's not obnoxious. It's really cute.
It's really cute. Okay, all right. All right, perfect. So what's your dog's name?
His name's Kyle.
Kyle, okay. Is he there with you?
No, I'm actually on my way to work.
Yeah, you people with your jobs. It's ruining all our fun.
Yeah, right.
All right, so let me ask you this. What does this mean when you hear Kyle say this? Ready?
That means let me out right now, or I'm going to be mad.
No, that actually means the hyperdrive is broken and the Death Star is closing in on
oh
us.
Oh, my God.
But that was close. Hey, thanks for calling, Tiffany. We appreciate it. Not to be confused with this.
Oh, what's that one, Mark?
That means watch out, Han. Boba Fett is behind you.
Oh, my God.
What? That's what it means.
I can't.
I've seen the movie, Megan. several times.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.